you read it.
I haven't.
Okay. I don't think I saw you, but we can get it.
Yes.
Like, in that paper, it says they are the teacher material is not the subject material.
Okay, we would like to officially open up the Board of Canvassers for the June 25th, 2024 presidential primary election. Today is Monday, July 8th. It is 1 p.m. exactly. We are in the Duchesne County Commission Chambers in Duchesne City, Utah at 734 North Center Street. Present in the room today, first of all, we do welcome all who have joined us. This was, I'm assuming, a publicly advertised
yes.
meeting.
Yep.
Present, we do have Commission Chair Irene Hansen, Commissioner Tracy Killian, Deputy County Attorney Tyler Allred. We do have Commissioner Greg Miles joining us officially by Zoom. Appreciate him being here. We are also joined by our County Administrative Assistant, Melissa Hughes, and again, Tyler Alden. We do welcome our Clerk Auditor, Shalise Jessen, and the Election Specialist, Christina Nielsen, to this official primary canvassers for this time. First, again, we have been convened at a very specific place and time, and I'm going to turn the time over to Clerk Shalise Jessen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. So we are here to certify the canvas for the election, the primary election that was held on June 25th. We had a pretty good turnout. It was 53.78% turnout, so we felt like that was a really good number for the primary election. We had registered voters for Republican was 7,661. We sent out 7,661 ballots. Just to give you an idea of the return that we received, there were 4,109 ballots processed by mail. 30 ballots, if we add all these numbers up, 30 ballots were residents moved out of the county. 123 ballots were returned for forwarding addresses. 34 of those, we were able to find the address and forward those. We had 4 temporary away, and 59 ballots were postmarked after June 24th. So that gave us a total return ballot of 4,359. The ballots that were counted, we had 4,109 ballots sent out and returned. Three ballots were provisional, 53 ballots were vote in person. And then we had 45 ballots that we returned that we were not able to cure the signatures. So the total ballot count for this election was 4,120. And Christina made an amazing, I don't know if you guys went on our website during the election, but she had an active graph day by day of the ballots that were being returned. I mean, it was very transparent. And so if anybody wanted to know what was going on within Duchesne County, she was updating it daily, and she does have a copy of it, and it is amazing.
We very much appreciate that, and I think there are a lot of residents that really like following that. Yes, well, I think we would love to see a copy. I know Commissioner Killian and I.
My name is on the website.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. This is great information. Even shows the districts and wow, excellent work. First of all, I know that the three commissioners were able to, with the help and cooperation of our election specialist and clerk auditor, we did go down last Wednesday and do some in-person auditing. Hand counting ballots, as well as going through and comparing the ballot as they came in compared to what was carried into the machine. We absolutely did not find any errors or discrepancies on that batch pool that we picked at random. I was very just impressed with the level of commitment from the staff as well as the clerk auditor to the excellence and transparency that they exhibited throughout the entire election. We saw people that came in to vote in person that were hand literally taken down individually, not just pointed, but taken down individually to the polling place. And I know that we even accommodated people who couldn't come in. And so what an excellent job that I observed. And then again, the level of expertise in doing the audit last week and looking at the level of attention that everybody went to maintain absolute security. And Commissioner Miles, I know you'd like to weigh in on that too. What would you like to add to that conversation?
No, I appreciate the cooperation we received from the elections office, from the clerk's office. I felt like it was a very good audit that we did last week. And I appreciate the thorough job that our county does in making sure that votes are counted accurately. And I know that there's double and triple checks in so many areas and very close attention to detail. So I want to congratulate our clerk auditor for the job well done, as well as Christina, to oversee such a great election.
Commissioner Killian, what would you like to add as far as...
I would just like to say, from what we witnessed, what we've seen in that, they've done an excellent job. I see nothing that was out of even question. Everything was over, above and overboard.
And
everything that I would like to say.
Thank you. And unlike colleagues that we're hearing from throughout the state, I've received not one phone call, not one, from any resident who felt like they were not allowed their constitutional right to vote. Not a headache, in fact, the wind, other than we can't control the wind. It was a little windy on poll day, but other than that, I have not received one question or concern. And so is there anything else that you would like to make mention of that we need to be aware of, or anything we can do in the future? We have another very important election coming up this fall.
One more.
Is there anything that you'd like to make note of that we could do to be more supportive, or something that you feel that we need to take note of?
No, I think the support from the commissioners has been amazing, and I know that elections are the duty of the clerk, but Christina needs to have all of the credit for the way that this is handled. And I mean, if it wasn't for her, we would not have the elections that we have. So Christina deserves 100% of the credit for this election.
Well, thank you, Christina. I believe that recognition is well deserved. And I'm glad you're taking the vacation.
She deserves it.
Well, I can now.
Yes, you can now. With that, it doesn't take a motion. As the chair, I am proud to announce that we can declare the election official and the results final in this case as presented. Is there anything else anyone would like to add? Commissioner Miles, Commissioner Killian?
No, thank you for all the work.
Seeing none, I will declare this meeting adjourned at 1:09 p.m. And Commissioner Miles, we do have a signature that we do need to process. Is it okay, and we ought to put it, make sure that we have the official in the minutes, is it okay if we use your stamp?
Yes, I will authorize the commission assistant, Melissa Hughes, to stamp my signature and affix it to this document.
Okay. With that, we are officially adjourned. We thank everyone for their time. You know, I say often in commission meetings, we pass something and it seems so easy, And yet we know behind the scenes that 40 to 80 to maybe 100 hours of work has gone into it. In this case, probably well over 1,000 hours of actual hard work. So with that, our deepest appreciation, and we are adjourned until the next time,
which will be in November. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you in a bit.